Nominations for the 77th Academy Awards were announced this morning in Beverly Hills. Martin Scorsese's film The Aviator led the nominations with 11, including Best Picture and Best Director. Clint Eastwood's Million Dollar Baby came in second with 7 nominations. Joining us to talk about them is reporter Pat Dowell. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
With the most nominations for The Aviator, does that mean that Martin Scorsese will finally get a Best Director Oscar? He's never gotten one before. Amazing.
I know, it is amazing. And I'd say, well, this has to mean he'll get one, except for the fact that he's been nominated before 4 times for what many people think are better movies and never won then either. But, you know, maybe if Clint Eastwood wins Best Actor this year, they won't have to give him Best Director again and Martin Scorsese will get it.
What about surprises this morning?
Well, Clint Eastwood being nominated in the Best Actor category was, I think, a surprise because it is considered the tightest category this year, and there were some surprises in what was left out and who was left out. Paul Giamatti, for instance, his co-star, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, that's Thomas Hayden Church, but Paul Giamatti did not get a Best Actor nomination.
In the movie Sideways.
And Javier Bardem, who's kind of an Academy favorite, also was not nominated for The Sea Inside, even though that film was nominated for Best Foreign Language Film.
And anything else? How about Mike Leigh?
Oh, yes. Mike Leigh being nominated for Best Director was, I think, a surprise to everybody and just shows how much of an impression the film Vera Drake made on people.
The Academy, of course, because it is a small film not seen by so many people.
Exactly so. But, you know, of course, each branch makes its own nominations. And I think that here the directors were very impressed with him. So it was surprising, but it did mean, for instance, that Mark Forster was not nominated for Finding Neverland, which I think many people thought he would be.
Now, 2 films that were effectively left out were Fahrenheit 9/11 by Michael Moore and also The Passion of the Christ, directed by Mel Gibson, of course, and both of them huge hits. Huge
yes.
Moneymakers.
Yes, that's right. Well, The Passion of the Christ actually did get 3 nominations. 1 for Best Cinematography, another for Best Musical Score, and 1 for Best Makeup, I guess, for all the scars and welts that Jesus had on him after he had been severely scourged. But it did not get other nominations, and partly that's probably some resentment for the controversy that the film stirred up, but also for the fact that Mel Gibson decided not to mount an Oscar campaign. So as a result of that, of course, they really weren't thinking about the film. As for Fahrenheit 9/11, well, I imagine that Michael Moore sort of angered Academy voters by trying to force them to nominate the film for Best Picture instead of Best Documentary. He refused to submit the paperwork for Best Documentary. And as a consequence, the film could not be nominated there and did not get any nominations in other categories. Maybe if Carrie had won, actually, Fahrenheit 9/11 would have gotten some nominations or maybe even a Best Picture nomination.
Pat, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Pat Dowell reports on film for NPR.